Hello there, I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to a brand new episode of the award-winning Soup Scoop Podcast. We are proud of our student accomplishments around DVUSD. You often hear of athletic championships, theater or band awards, CT competitions, and more. Today we're shining a spotlight on some of the other competitions that don't always get the raising of the banner treatment. But they deserve our attention because it shows student excellence inside and outside of the classroom. We'll break down the science behind the spelling bee in just a few minutes, as we'll hear from the district and regional spelling bee winners. But first, let's hit the books with the Battle of the Books. The DVUSD Battle of the Books competition is supported by the Deer Valley Education Foundation, and it encourages 5th and 6th grade students from all of our elementary schools to team up and take part in the competition. Each school has one team of 2 to 3 students representing them in the district competition, with the winner representing DVUSD in the regional competition. This year, Ellie and Gianna, also known as Team Booking.com, won the district competition for Legend Springs Elementary, the first time the Leopards have ever won the DVUSD Battle of the Books.
Hello, my name is Gianna Woolery. I am in the 6th grade.
Favorite class?
Science.
You
definitely.
Like science. All right, how about you?
Hello, my name is Ellie Hedges. I am a 6th grade student at Legend Springs Elementary, and my favorite class is probably math.
I like math too. I'm a math major. You guys are recent champs of Battle of the Books, and maybe our audience doesn't know what Battle of the Books is, so maybe you can tell us a little bit about the competition. What is it?
Well, Battle of the Books is basically like you have to read a series of books. Like, they give you 4 books to read, and then you have to read them by a certain date, and you have to answer questions about those books, and winning teams of each battle, like at your school, get to go to like district, and then if you win district, you get to go to state.
Talk a little bit about how you train for this. What do you do to get ready?
So there are different strategies you could do on Quizlet. There are study guides that you can review if you have like a very strict deadline of when the next battle is going to be, and like you don't have time to reread all the books. Now, it is good to reread some. That's what I've been doing. But you should also, like, I think, reread each of the study guides at least once.
So talk about how tough the competition is. You're going against the champs from all the other schools. Mm-hmm. How'd that go?
Well, it was very nerve-wracking because I would overhear kids being like, I only missed one question on my other battle. And I was like nervous because I was like, oh no, wait, they're probably not going to miss a lot of questions and then they're going to get more points and then we're not going to be forward on. But the overall competition, everyone was like really nice. They weren't like too intense, and it was still pretty stressful though.
So in the actual competition, is it like the spelling bee? You get knocked out, or is it a series of questions? Talk about the scoring and how you get points and how do they determine the winner?
So they start out by asking, like, what book does a cat sit on a car from the 80s? And then you answer the book and the author's last name. And then it progresses on to specific questions like, what did Poppy defend herself with and the like. And then if you have a tie with the winners, then you go into like one strike, you're out, where they ask you a series of questions. And if 2 people get that question right, then they go on to compete against themselves if it was a 3-way tie, per se. And if everyone gets it wrong, then no one's out. They just redo the round with a new set of questions.
Talk about the finish of the Deer Valley competition. I heard it was a 3-way tie. Tell me how that all came together.
So it was a 3-way tie. There was like different rooms, and we all got like one question wrong, I think. So we all had the same amount of points. And in order to break that tie, we had to do, you know, what she just explained. So the first round, we all got it wrong. And then the second round, the first two teams got it wrong. And since we were last, we got it right. Both of us got it right. She was the one who, like, mainly answered the question, I think. And it was like, we were like, oh my gosh, wait, did we just win? We just won. And it was, like, really nerve-wracking because these people were, like, answering the questions, like, really fast. They were like, oh, it's this. And I was like, oh my goodness. It was, like, hard questions, too. Like, the first two questions that they gave the first two teams were, like, pretty hard. And we were like, oh no, where are these going to be the kind of questions that we're going to get? Fortunately, we did know the questions, but there was, like, one I think we didn't know. And yeah. Then when we got the last question right, the one that gave us, like, the winning, and we were, like, shocked. We were like, oh my gosh, wait, we just won this. We just, like, this. We were, like, the first ones out of our school to win Battle of the Books. The first time Legend Springs has ever won Battle of the Books District. So oh. It was, like, pretty exciting. Our librarian cried. Yeah.
Nice. Do you remember the last question?
Yes.
What was it? And, how'd you get it?
It was, like, in The Girl Who Could Fly, what did all the kids do after escaping didn't work? And I was like, oh no, because, like, the stress was getting to me, so I couldn't think straight. And I was thinking, I'm like, oh, I need to get this. I need to win this. And then I'm like, oh, right. They tried overthrowing them instead of escaping.
Whoa, the champ has spoken. Nice, good job. Well, I hear that you're headed to the next level. What is it? When is it? And what do you think it's going to be like?
So, it is on May 6th. It's all the way in Mesa. Parents get to go to this one. Teachers get to go to this one. Two of our teachers are actually going to this one. And I think it's going to be a lot bigger than the district. I think this one's called regionals. I feel like it's gonna be a lot bigger. There's gonna be kids not just only from our district, but kids from, like, around the area, like around the region. And I have a feeling it's gonna be a lot more stressful than the district, because these kids, well, we don't know how long they've been practicing, we don't know, like, how well they are, so it's, like, all depends. Like, it's gonna be stressful.
Talk about being the champ of Deer Valley Unified School District and then having a chance to win the regionals. You get the last word.
It's actually very astonishing to me, and I'm so glad that we made it this far. Mm-hmm. I am going to study as hard as I can for regionals. I'm just so happy we got the chance to do this.
Yeah.
And it would honestly be amazing if we won regionals, too.
Yeah. Nice. I'll have to come back and interview you again if you're going for the state title. That sound like a deal?
Yeah.
All right. Good job. Way to go, Legend Springs Leopards. Good job, girls. Yeah. And good luck at regionals.
Thank you.
DVUSD also had a student in the regional spelling bee. But before you get to the regional, you have to win at the district competition, and that's something the Union Park Toros have mastered. This year, 7th grade Ishani carried the torch again for Union Park, and she has her eyes on leading the way for the Toros again next year, not just at the district level, but much higher.
I'm Ishani Nayak, I'm in 7th grade, and I go to the Union Park School, and some things I like about my school are, I like how there's so many, like, opportunities that the school offers, like all these gifted services, and I'm proud to say that I'm a part of them. And I like how, yeah, the school just has a lot of opportunities, you know, like with the spelling bee and everything.
Well, speaking of the spelling bee, I hear you're the champ of Deer Valley Unified School District Spelling Bee. Tell me about that. How'd you win that one?
So actually, I've been trying to win the spelling bee since 5th grade, and I've always gotten second place or third place in the class, but this year when I came, like, I was completely new, I didn't know anyone, and, like, the spelling bee came out of nowhere, but, like, I was just, like, so happy when I won the class because that was the first time I ever won the class spelling bee. And, yeah, it was just like a dream come true, you know.
Well, you went against all the other schools in the whole of Deer Valley. So talk about that competition. That must have been intimidating. What was that like?
It was, like, terrifying, you know. I couldn't even eat breakfast. I was, like, so scared. Yeah, it was just so much fun, and it was, like, really thrilling to be there.
So how did you learn all these words? Are you did you get a list and you started memorizing them? Did you work with Grandma, Uncle Louie? Who helped you get ready for this? Or are you just a brilliant student and you just know all these words?
I feel like it's kind of a mix of both. You know, I don't want to brag, but... So, like, I really like reading, you know, and it was said in, like, the award ceremony. And, like, I've always loved reading, and I'm pretty sure in sixth grade I was reading at, like, a 12th grade, like, reading standard. And so I've always liked reading books. Like, my favorite book series is Harry Potter. And from those books, I feel like I've picked up a lot of words. And, like, for these small spelling bees, I usually just study the list because it's, like, really small words. But for this other one, like for the district and regionals, I mainly just studied from the book because, you know, that's what they're going to be testing us on. And something I found really useful is like studying roots, you know, like roots and their meanings, because sometimes, you know, you're not going to know all the words in the dictionary. So you need to just know the roots and everything because it really helps.
You have to know why this word was put together, where it came
from.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the regional. After you won Deer Valley Unified, then you went on to the regional. How close were you there, and how did that go?
Yeah, I was like, it was just all a blur, you know. For one of the words, actually, I used the, like, my knowledge about roots. Like, for the word credence, I had no clue how to spell that word. But when... You know, the speaker, when she said that it had something to do with the word, like, it had something to do with believing something. So then I knew it came, like, the root C-R-E-D, like, cred, was in there. And that's how I cracked it.
Yeah. Nice. Do you remember the winning word when you won the Deer Valley one? What was the word that you had to spell?
Yeah, it was besmirched.
What? Well, use that one in a sentence. What is that word about?
So it's
besmirch. Sounds like a cartoon.
I mean, no, it's kind of like to denounce something, like to like put something down, sort of.
Okay.
I don't really know.
That makes sense. It has a negative tone to it.
Yeah.
What? How do you spell it?
B-E-S-M-I-R. C-H.
Wow, you did remember that one, huh? Of course, we'd remember the winning word, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That's a big deal to win Deer Valleys. I also heard that Union Park has won a couple times in a row. So are you planning to make another shot at it next year? Maybe bring
Most
back the
definitely.
Crown again?
Yeah. I'm hoping to hopefully get past regionals because,
Maybe win the state title someday, huh?
Yeah, you know, just win the nation as well. You know, it's so easy.
I'll be looking for you on ESPN. Sounds
okay.
Like a plan. Well, if you do, I'll be interviewing. I'll come back and interview you. How's that sound? Is that a good deal?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Although Shawnee didn't win the regional competition, another DBUSD student did. Ronito Rommel, a 7th grader at Hillcrest Middle School, was one of the top 8 qualifiers in the district competition. At the regional competition, also held at DVUSD this year, Ronita took the trophy and the chance at the state spelling bee. It took many months and a homemade website to bring his experience to the next level.
So, my name is Ronita Rommel. I have a little brother and I have 2 turtles. I go to Hillcrest Middle School. I'm a 7th grader here. And I like math. I like to spell a lot. And yeah, that's a little bit about myself.
Nice. You are a regional spelling bee winner, so obviously you like words a little bit. So talk a little bit about how you became a qualifier at our school district and then all the way to winning the regional. Talk about that, how that process. People probably don't know too much about the spelling bee.
Right. The most common path you take is you win the classroom spelling bee, and then you win the school spelling bee. And then you get like top 8, top 5 in the district spelling bee, and then top 1 or top 2 in the regional spelling bee, and then state nationals.
Okay. I've seen on TV, ESPN does the national, I believe. Have you ever watched that or seen that or been a part of it?
When I was first starting to study for my spelling bees, I did watch some clips of the 2025 spelling bee, but other than that, not much.
What do you think of the whole concept of memorizing words, learning words? That's quite fascinating.
Yeah, I like I like being able to spell a lot, and I do like having to memorize the vocabulary too. That is part of the process in higher level spelling bees, like the state spelling bee. So I also like that part too.
When you are studying, what does that look like? Do you make flashcards? Do you go through lists? How does this go? You just open a dictionary and start spelling. How does it work?
What you should do for lower level spelling bees is for school spelling bees and class spelling bees. They make a separate list for that. It's a 450 word list of the words they use in those spelling bees. And then for like district, regional, state, like all the rest of the competitions, they start off with words from the words of the champions list. That's a 4,000 word list. And they really recommend starting with those words because those are the starting words in nearly all the spelling bees. And in my experience in the regional spelling bee, they don't really go very off that list.
They didn't go off that. So you had to know more, or you had where'd you get your extra words in? Or they go a little bit off of that and a little bit off of other lists? Or how did you become a champion?
Well, in the regional spelling bee, there were what I noticed was that they went from the words of the champions is divided into 3 sections, 1B, 2B, 3B, increasing in difficulty. And the regional spelling bee starts with 1B, moves on to 2B, 3B, and then words from outside the list. And the final two words I did, were off list.
Do you remember the last word you worked on? What was it?
It was mondegreen.
Woo! How do you spell that?
Mondegreen, mondegreen.
Wow, I don't think I would have got that one. You're impressive. Talk a little bit about your training. An athlete runs laps, jumps higher, lifts weights. So what was the process for you to get ready for this? Obviously, you've probably been doing it a while, maybe, and did your family help you?
Thankfully, in the words of the champions, they do include some helpful tips, such as to memorize like Greek and Latin roots and like how different languages spell words. So, for example, in French, the wa sound is spelled O-I, things like that, and that's helped a lot. But the main process I used, other than that, of course, but if I had to memorize a word, I would type it up into Merriam-Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, which is the dictionary they use, and I would study the meaning, everything about it, and that helped me get a firm grasp of the word.
So the origin of the word is super important. I noticed you get, as a competitor, you get to ask some questions back to the judge. What are some of the questions you can ask?
So if I remember correctly, there's 5 things you can ask. It's you can obviously ask to repeat the word. You can ask for the definition, the part of speech, that's noun, verb, adjective, origin, the word in a sentence.
But the whole concept is to give you more hints where it maybe came from. That will help you. If it has a French origin, then you know when you hear that sound, it's probably spelled this way.
Exactly.
So it's like a process of elimination in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So once you figure out the origin, what country it might be from or what language it might be a part of, its history, then you have a better chance of getting the correct spelling.
For example, if you don't mind, in the competition I got the word loop, and obviously people would spell it L-O-O-P.
That's how I would spell it.
But you asked for the origin, and it's actually French, and the in French the OO mixed is spelled OU, and there's sometimes a silent E at the end, so it's actually spelled LOUPE.
So they were trying to trick you, and you didn't fall for it.
It was in list, so it helped me. It helped, but obviously, it helped a lot to know that I was from French.
Nice. That makes a lot of sense. Talk a little bit about your family's impact on this competition. I know you shared a little bit before in some of the interviews that you did with the newspapers. Talk a little bit about maybe your family's influence on helping you get better.
Yeah, in the beginning for the school spelling bee, I hadn't really developed a system because I only had about a week to 2 weeks to prepare for it. And so it was my mom or my dad quizzing me on the school spelling bee words. But eventually, obviously they can't do that all the time. So they made like a small website for me to just like, for that to give me the words pronunciation. And I have to just spell it out and it just sees if I'm correct.
So you started using technology because it never slept. It would always, it was available.
Yeah, my dad's a software engineer, so that helped a lot.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, come on, Dad, make me a tool so I can learn a little bit faster and continue to practice. That makes sense.
Exactly.
What now that you're famous, talk about your impact at school. Do kids say anything about it, or they say like, "Wow, what's it like?" or "What's it like to be a big time speller?"
I was mentioned like once or twice on the announcements. And also, on the homepage, there's like a little screen that flickers through different images, and there's like a small page about me on there. So those two things have like people notice me.
Nice.
Sometimes.
Now let's talk about your. Obviously, this is probably not the end of the road. You're probably just getting warmed up. So how are you going to do next year, and how are you going to plan differently? How are you going to train differently for next year to get ready for the competition?
Yeah, so last year is technically, high schoolers can't compete in the spelling bee. So next year is kind of my like last shot. And if I had to plan differently, I got out in the state spelling bee on a vocabulary question. So I'll definitely practice vocabulary more. But other than that, same method. They change the list by about 500 words out of the 4,000, so make sure to study those words too.
Well, congratulations. You're a great winner, and great to see Deer Valley Unified School District students making a splash out there in the big state and regional world. So keep up the great work, and we'll hopefully see you at the end of the year next year holding up that trophy.
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations to Renito and Shani on their accomplishments, and best of luck to them next year when they try to take their spelling specialty to the national stage. And again, good luck to Ellie and Gianni in the regional Battle of the Books next week. You want to listen to past episodes of the Soup Scoop podcast? You don't need months of training with word lists or reading study guides to do so. Simply look for the Soup Scoop podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or at dvusd.org/soupscoop. Give us a like and subscribe to our program so you never miss an inside look at DVUSD. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and you're all caught up with the Soup Scoop Podcast.